Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 28th of October. The IMF is projecting that the US government debt to GDP ratio will exceed that of Italy by the end of the decade. This is the sort of thing headline writers dream about. And while there is no reason to suppose that the IMF's forecast is any more accurate on this occasion than they have been in the past, the general story is clearly true. However, the Italian parallel can be carried forward in other ways. Italy has become very, very good at funding its debt. It has, after all, had quite a lot of practice at this. As one of the wealthiest countries on the planet, Italy has come up with ways to mobilise that private wealth so as to fund government debt in a way that has not, generally, made it especially vulnerable to the movements of financial markets. The US, too, has a considerable amount of private wealth, and this is something that those wanting to turn high debt into a debt crisis need to consider. Debt crises are generally funding crises. The UK's trust debacle was less about the debt level, more about the fact that the implausibility of the government's plans led to a loss of control of the bond markets and thus an inability to fund. So the IMF's projections need to be considered alongside the wealth that already exists. With the world's economists still largely in the dark about what is happening in the United States economy, longer-term themes like debt sustainability are likely to get more airtime. Yesterday's Dallas Fed Manufacturing Sentiment Survey offered nothing of use in the headlines, but reliable entertainment in the comments section. The extremes of political partisanship are very clearly displayed. One note of caution about the US economy has perhaps been sounded by reports that the online retailer Amazon is to shed 30,000 jobs. The level of those jobs and the location of those jobs has not been specified. But Amazon is the second largest private employer in the United States. Keeping a low fear of unemployment amongst middle-income families has been critical to keeping the US consumer spending over the course of this year. One set of job losses is not likely to change that. But in the absence of official economic data, this might fuel online speculation, which could in turn build fear. At the very least, economists will need to keep an eye out to see if this is an isolated incident by one company just trying to cut costs, or whether this is the start of a more significant trend. The UK's British Retail Consortium Shop Price Index showed falling prices in month-on-month terms during October. Non-food remains firmly in deflation territory, but even food prices have experienced a slowdown in the pace of growth, especially in the more labour-intensive non-fresh food. Of course, this is a narrow subset of UK inflation pressures. The rather ridiculous method for retail electricity pricing is not included in any of this, of course. It does suggest that retailers' cries of anguish over the labour costs associated with government tax policy were more spin than actual substance. Europe is generally quiet. There's some consumer confidence data from Germany and Italy, which is not likely to excite investor attention at all. Irish GDP is due for release, which is of interest mainly because it is such a huge distortion for the euro area aggregate calculations. That's all for today. Have a good day.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.